Ty Dolla $ign clearing the air over reports that police in Wisconsin found marijuana on his tour bus. Now, according to these reports, he was one of seven people cited for marijuana possession when they found over an ounce of pot on his tour bus on Wednesday. However, a rep for Ty says he wasn't even on the bus at the time and was actually on a plane bound for Omaha. Genuine is clearing up reports that he and his wife Soleil are divorced, but he's really not. On IG, he explained that they're separated and working their way towards a divorce settlement, so they're still getting divorced. As for what led to the split, he says it was his poor choices and actions over the years. In fact, he praised Soleil for being a good wife and a good mother. He decided to speak publicly about the split after his own lawyer hinted that the separation had left him broken. You know what? I follow her on IG. She is always with the kids. Like, she's got this great body. She's like a workout queen. Like, she's really, like, appears to be a really great mom. Cash Money co-founder Birdman is facing legal action over an unpaid construction bill from a Florida-based construction company. Now, he bought Scott Storch's $14 million crib. Remember that? Reportedly owes construction company over $1 million for renovations. Now, the company says they sent Birdman two invoices for work they completed, but he never paid up. See, they don't know how we do. You got to send us at least three notices. One of them got to be pink. One got to be blue.
There
it's
got
to have a cutoff notice attached.
You
got to
change the color.
Yeah, what are you doing? That's not even. That's just like, hey, don't forget.
Final notice.
Your final
on the top.
Notice, it's got to be pink or blue. Azalea Banks, okay, she had beef with Eminem. Now she's got beef with Disclosure. During a recent interview, she said she pulled out of a collabo with him because they rudely downplayed the project in an interview. She didn't name names, but she says she wants to punch the ugly one. She says she want to punch him. That girl might need some anger management, okay? On the tube this weekend, okay, on Saturday, Aaliyah, Princess of R&B, premieres on Lifetime. That's Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's going to be interesting to see Jackie Long play R. Kelly. I want to see that. Kendrick Lamar is going live from New York. It's Saturday night. Woody Harrelson's hosting that. On Sunday, Rest of the Under Shepherd airs on TV One at 4 p.m. It stars Isaiah Washington, Lou Gossett Jr., Clifton Powell, Elise Neal, Vanessa Bell Calloway, Melinda Williams, and others. So make sure you check that out. Set your DVRs for 4 o'clock Sunday for the Under Shepherd TV One. New in theaters today, Beyond the Lights, stars Google and Batwa. Are actually Google and Badara, I think is how you say her last name. Anyway, and Nate Parker, written and directed by Gina Prince-Bythewood. You know who she is? She did Love and Basketball. Dumb and Dumber 2, which I hear it's been 20 years and they should have just let it rest with Jim Carrey and Harry Dunn. The Homesman, that's a new one. Rosewater's a new one. And Foxcatcher, you waited all that time, starring Steve Carell and Channing Tatum. I'm Alfreda. That's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com.